everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshat Shvatim. I speak to you this week from LaGuardia Airport, where I am awaiting a flight to Chicago for the Aguda Midwest Convention, where I'm privileged to speak tonight. At the same time, at this very moment, Rafelski Zozain Gesund is scheduled to undergo a surgery to clean out the body from leakage that occurred into the body from a hole in his esophagus. It's a true PM of what we say every time we go to the bathroom. That a Kaddish Baruch Hu created in us, Kavim, Halulim, Golu, Yadu, Alaf, Nekisa, Kavedecha, Shemi, Pasech, Echad, Mayam, Eispasem, Echad, Mayam. That the body, incredibly, has areas that have acids that are sealed in by the throat and stomach, the colon. If those acids go outside of that area into the body, it's dangerous. And at the very moment, Rabowski's undergoing a surgery to clear the body of that. Perhaps we should try to have Kavana in Ashtiyatar as a curse for our Shiva. He should live and be well and have a refuge to Lema, or Rav Yisrael Ben Chana Cyril. This week's Parsha Mishpatim, as you know, is primarily a Parsha of Mishpatei HaTorah, Eva HaMishpatim. This week's Parsha has 53 mitzvahs, Minyan HaMitzvahs. Of those 53, not all are Ben Adam L'Chaveira, not all are Mishpatim. And it's interesting that some Sefer writes, Ve'Eva HaMishpatim, of the 53, 42 are Mishpatim, Gematria Ve'Eva. Ve'Eva HaMishpatim, there are 42 mitzvahs. Many of these mitzvahs are Mishpatis Bavakama, which the yeshiva is learning this year, and which many of you learned in the yeshiva a number of years ago. So today, we'll have a special edition of Getting Ready for Shabbos. I'm going to present you with a list of shaylos, of Bavakama shaylos, but not complicated ones. Ones which touch on a basic idea, a piece of knowledge that anybody who learned Bavakama would know. But, as you know, we're very, very far from being able to apply it halacha l'maaseh unless it's pointed out to us. And so, let me begin the five shaylos. Shayla number one actually took place. A man paid debt to another man, one year to another year, and he gave him cash. The next day, the person who received the money came back to the one who gave it, and he said that one of the $100 bills he had received from him was counterfeit. He went into the store to change it, and he was told it's counterfeit. They checked in the bank, and indeed, one of them was counterfeit. And therefore, the person who received the payment is Pedeya. He's demanding payment from the one who paid. He says, $100 bill you gave me is no good. He still owes me $100. What is the halacha? Does he have to pay? Give you 2 seconds for an answer. Time's up. This is an application of the well-known Spagyan, a number of places stated in this weekend, of a Bari Vishema. The person who's claiming the money says he's certain that the $100 bill was one she received. The one who paid it doesn't know. Is it true that the $100 bill that was counterfeit was the one he gave? He has no way of knowing with certainty. We pass in Bari Vishema, Lava Bari Adif. That when there is a Bari and a Shema, the Bari cannot be mighty mom and he cannot demand payment from the Shema, and the Shema does not have to pay. Still, it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's better to pay if you trust the person who's demanding payment. It's better to make the payment. And therefore, in this case, someone who wants Latte Shidei Shemaim should pay. But the Iker Adim, it's Bari, the Shema. And we say, Lava Bari, if the Bari cannot be like Imami, cannot demand payment, it's a simple application of the Yisrael that we all learn in the Gemara. Shema number two. And all of these titles actually have come up. Shema number two. Somebody was sitting in the shul and davening, and there was a nail sticking out of the bench on which he was sitting, and he went to stoop. He went to the Rav, who owned the shul, the shul in someone's house, and demanded payment. He said, that's a barbershop surrounded. After all, the shul is a public area. People come in and go. It's a barbershop surrounded. And he owned the shul because of the Rav's negligence from having a bench with a nail sticking out. What is the halacha? Give you 2 minutes, 2 seconds. And even if it's true that the stench is a barbarous rather, the ripping the suit, the object, is excluded from the payments of fire. So remember, when we went to the Kali Yeshiva, I pointed out that if someone went to go to Ocean Parkway and dig a deep hole in the middle of Ocean Parkway with a jackhammer and stand at the side giggling and waiting for a car to come through, fall right into the hole and get ruined, to be total, I'll feed din, the person who dug the hole is potter because of the niyot in Dine Bar of Shavuot Yadam Havavu Ekev. And even though it's a hike, we can't understand the reason why that should be so, but Bar is potter on Kevin. So that's Shaila number two. So we had Bar Yishema, Bar Havavu Ekev. A third Shaila. Again, the Shaila actually happened to someone in the class when we went public comment 2 cycles ago. He was a tenant in an apartment on the lower floor of a two-family or three-family house. One day when he was in yeshiva, a water pipe that was in the ceiling burst. The moon was home. The water came cascading out, soaking and ruining the couch as well as the carpeting. The landlord was settling with him to pay him for his losses, and they had a dispute over how much to pay to the couch. Landlord said it was a used couch, and I only have to pay a partial value. The person who lived there said, what do you mean? I can't buy a partial couch. I have to buy a new couch. Pay me the full amount that a new couch cost. And they decided they would ask me. And this young man in yeshiva asked me the shiloh. I responded, 2 seconds, time's up. And we had just learned in the morning, and that was in Baba Kama. I love it to him. The halacha is that even though Adam would lie, if a person does damage, he's responsible for any of his actions. But if his objects do damage, if his mama is nasik, if somebody is an inez, if he's guiltless, he's potter. If someone has a perfectly good wall, and over the years it gets old, and one day it collapses and ruins somebody's car, or damages somebody's animals, he's potter. Because an Ainus thought that part of the U.S. Constitution is rather to him, unless there was a prior history, there was a warning that there's a water leak. But here, where there was no such warning, the person yesterday asking the Shiloh doesn't get a full couch or even a partial couch. He's part of the government. I might add that the third Shiloh would apply to the second as well in the case of the bench. The shul, if the owner of the bench was guiltless, it just happened. There was a good bench, and over time, the nail started to protrude, then he too is potter for this reason. So you learn three columns in a few minutes. The rule of Bari Vishama, La Bari Adif, the idea of Tukalan Bar, and now the idea of Kaisal the Ilan Shafu Rishas around him, that even though other Mamajit is the other Mulavailam, however, when it comes to Mamajit, someone's prior, something a person owns as a damage, then there is no such rule. Here's our fourth style, and this is perhaps the one that will be most confusing to everybody. Somebody takes a torch, goes over to someone else's house, and lights his curtains, his carpeting, the whole house burns down. In the house, it was just, money was just hidden. The money was just hidden in a very unlikely place, maybe in the tank of a toilet or wherever a person could think of hiding. Does the arsonist have to pay? That's the question. 2 seconds to answer. Time's up. 2 seconds are gone. Here we go. The Gemara says that a butter on someone, something hidden, is when something is hidden in a head that is burnt and a person is hiding from someone for a someone is butter. And many of you are thinking, ah, here Rabbi Reisman goes trying to catch me on Talmud, but I know Talmud is Potter. Well, I have to explain something to you. If you remember in the second parak, there's two girls of Yishai Mishum Shitzos. Today, Yishai Mishum but learn Baba Kama a whole year, but much time in the morning, has Yishai in the evening, but they don't know about Aish actually is. We pass in Yishai Mishum Shitzos, which means, just like if a person takes a hammer, and break someone's window. That's called Adam Hamas, not Hammer Hamas. The Adam, the human being who did damage, used the tool. We passed the same thing regarding a fire. If a person takes a fire and torches someone's building, that is Adam Hamas, not AT. And it's Kayiv on someone. As the Gemara explains, the case of Aish is really rare. We need a case of Kolul Leichitzos, which the Gemara explains as follows. The Gemara says when someone torches someone's house, wherever the fire travels, that's like his arrow, and that's Adam Hamas. However, at the time he torched it, there was a wall that would have prevented the fire from spreading. And subsequently, that wall fell down. Kolul Leichitzos, it's a place where his arrow could not go at the time he lit the fire. And he was negligent, not preventing the fire from traveling further. Only there is it have a din of Aish. So again, a very basic idea, but something not well known, that Isha Mishkitzov has reminded you of, like what I guess now is the force of his, that hopefully is now familiar to me as Isha. My fifth and final Shaila is a very Geshmaka one. A person stepped into a cab. It was actually a car service in the neighborhood. And he was riding to the destination. He noticed on the floor an envelope which he picked up, and it contained a large amount of cash, which he quietly slipped into his pocket. And then he called me. His question was the following. We learn out of this parasha. In the Gemara learns from here in Yechazer that a person who can acquire something without his knowledge, if the hefker item is in his chotzer, in his property. This doesn't have to be a courtyard or a house. It could even be in a car or in a keli, something which a person owns. Question. This car service owner, perhaps the owner of the car who was driving, perhaps he should be the owner of that cash. Why? Because that cash was in his chotzer, was in his car. It became hefker when the owner realized he lost it and was the Aish, and therefore it should be his. Or if it's a type of baby you don't have to return, such as that of a non-Jew, then it should become the driver of the cars, or the owner of the cars, with Knihazer. If he kind of was Knihazer or not. Well, my time is very limited today, but I'll introduce you to a beautiful Kishnaka Tshuva in Igris Meishna Chesh, which will have a day, Tshuva Mem Dalet. A great Tshuva to learn, especially for this expression. He has the shaila that someone who found an envelope of cash in the bank vault. Same shaila. Was the bank chayna or is it his? The Moshe makes the unlikely argument that a bank vault is a chotzer shein ha-mishtameres. Only time a chotzer is chayna is a chotzer ha-mishtameres. A chotzer which is safe, which is guarded for its owner. A chotzer which people come and go is called a chotzer shein ha-mishtameres. And is not chayna. And that's, I guess, the short answer of the shaila here regarding Kiev, although Rav Moshe has a very interesting insight into this whole discussion. And so, I hope these few minutes pass with five old friends reviewed, become slightly acquainted with five old friends, the friend known as Bari Vishema, my Bari Yadish, Torah of Kalim, the idea of Kesavim and Shafu Vishnu, the rabbi, that Oynis is taught to my mom and Amazic. The din of the Countess of Bill, of Bari Vishem, of Bari Yodis. And what am I missing? The case of Tamun, of Isha Mishu Kitzav. And now this last idea, the idea that a chutzpah needs to be a chutzpah Hamishtameres. And I haven't adequately explained chutzpah Hamishtameres. I leave that for you to look up in the explanation. As always, I'll leave you with the kasha, but this is the kasha we dealt with years ago. I'm sure some of you remember having a question, and perhaps the one or two answers. But here's a question. It's a question of general interest. We know how much Mechaveri Olavaraya. And if you and I have a dispute, and there's a question, and something is unclear, we don't know the facts, there's a question whether I have to pay you. So we say, how much Mechaveri Olavaraya? The one who wants to take money from another person is the one that has to bring the proof. So therefore, I'm not sure if I owe you money. You're not sure if I owe you money. Something happened which throws it into doubt. I don't have to pay because I might say Mechaveri Olavaraya. That's a basic rule in Shas. Question. If it's your money, then apply a different rule. The rule of, sorry for the background noise, but the rule of stuffing their eyes with humra. It's a subject of light ignite. It's a question of light sashake. It's a question of whether I'm stealing money from you. Why don't we say stuffing their eyes with humra? If I'm not sure if it's your money or mine, I should have to give it to you. Why do we say I'm like the Chavere Olavaraya? Not exactly the cost of this Tzvara. This Tzvara seems to be Mufra. Now, that is Shmakakasha. I will have to bid you farewell for this Shabbos. Hopeful as well. Hope we get the Surah's favor. And I hope that everyone, especially the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, will have Rogalski in mind. We hope to have him back soon. Because it's good to hate giving share again in the Yeshiva. A good Shabbos to one and all.